Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, an internet blog, or television station? Thank you. And well, just to make sure, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Yes.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. And what is your age?
33.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Definitely.
Are the chances 50-50? Okay, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote in this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated.
Ten.
Okay, thank you. And what's the reason you rated your motivation to vote at 10 extremely motivated?
Because I want to make sure Donald Trump is not president again.
Thank you. Oh, just allow me a few seconds. The survey is loading.
Mm-hmm.
And well, now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
I approve.
And is that a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve. Strongly approve.
Thank you. Thank you. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
No, the cost of living is significantly too high based on the salaries.
And so, based on that, would you say that is keeping up, falling behind, or getting ahead?
Falling behind.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 100 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Is a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. The first one is improving K through 12 public school education. How would you rate this of importance from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. And addressing the black maternal health crisis by ensuring quality maternal care before, during, and after birth. Thank you. Reducing crime and violence.
10.
Thank you. Expanding treatment and revamp services for victims of opioids and fentanyl.
0.
Thank you. Sorry, just to make sure you mentioned 0, right?
Yes.
Thank you. The next one is protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
That's 10.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
5.
Thank you. raising taxes on big corporations and the wealthy to make sure they pay their fair share?
10.
Thank you. And banning assault weapons?
10.
Thank you. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You may choose two. Combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, stopping our hard-fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, or tackling inflation and improving the economy?
Reproductive rights and making school more, making college more affordable.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100. On which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is Joe Biden.
Joe Biden?
100. Correct. Thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
0.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress.
0.
Thank you. Jill Stein.
I don't have an opinion on that, so I would say maybe like a 5. Maybe 50, because I don't think anything of her.
Okay, and Michelle Obama.
100.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. And Kamala Harris.
100.
Thank you. And J.B. Vance.
0.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. The first one is, I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. I'm worried that Kamala Harris will be a victim of sexist attacks against her because she is a woman.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think would be better at handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. The first one is gender inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it.
Thank you.
And would that be Harris much better or somewhat better?
Much better. Honestly, it's across the board between if it's between her and Donald Trump, and who I think is going to do something better, it's going to be her, significantly, for all the questions.
Okay. 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 Let me read the next one. Would be, we'll fight for people like you.
Yeah, her. Strongly agree.
Thank you. Securing our borders.
Her. Strongly agree.
Thank you. And next one, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
She would help with that.
Okay, so would be Harris much better or somewhat better?
Harris would do a better job of making sure we don't lose our rights.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some reasons Oliver had given why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, a 0 means it is not at all a convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, our rights, freedoms, and power are under attack by extremists who feel threatened by our progress and the changing demographics for our country. They are dismantling the policies and laws that so many generations have fought to put in place over the years that tackle racial and gender inequality. From affirmative action to college diversity programs to business funding. Okay, thank you. Next one is, women's health is often overlooked in this country. Among higher income countries, we fall. Thank you.
Okay.
And the next one is, sorry?
I would say anything.
Yes. The next one is, our country is being overrun by illegal immigrants, and the effects are devastating for American citizens. Rather than using our country's resources to build up our own communities, politicians are opening up our borders. The crisis undermines U.S. workers and
zero.
Jobs increases.
I'm not, zero. I'm
sorry?
Not invested in that. I said zero.
Thank
I'm
you.
Not invested in that.
Thank you. And well, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated.
I am a 10. I am extremely motivated to vote.
Thank
election.
You. And well, I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Twitter.
No.
Thank you. TikTok.
No.
Thank you. Facebook.
No.
Thank you. Instagram.
Yes.
Thank you. And YouTube.
No.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I completed my master's degree.
Thank you. And well, these are just the last questions for statistical purposes only. We're just about to finish. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Living with a partner.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I don't have any kids. I don't have any kids.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more?
Not at all.
Every week?
Not at all. Not at all.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, or disabled? Unemployed, a student,
unemployed.
Or homemaker?
Unemployed.
Thank you. And well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really do appreciate your time and your opinion.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye for now. Have a good day.